the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Attorney Singola Bloomquist Williams announces the members of the Committee of Concerned Lawyers officially launched at a press briefing today, Wednesday, August 26, 2020. Chinese miner Zijing Mining Group Company Limited and Canadian miner Guyana Goldfields Inc. GGI on Tuesday announced Zijing acquired all of the issued and outstanding common shares in the Guyana Goldfields. And Hurricane Laura is expected to cause an unsurvivable storm surge, extreme winds, and flash floods as it hits the U.S. Gulf Coast. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. These are our headlines. The news brought to you complements West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. First stop in the news. Q95 News has been reliably informed that Dominica's police chief Daniel Carbon has packed up his belongings and begun his journey of a long work leave, which may lead him to the Golden Gates of retirement. Carbon replaced Cyril Carrot in 2012, and since then, Daniel Carbon did not utilize his vacation leave. Deputy Chief of Police Lincoln Corbett is expected to be appointed as Acting Chief of Police in Dominica. In more news, ear, nose, and throat specialist Dr. Irvin Pascal is urging Dominicans to take their personal responsibility for their health seriously during and after the COVID-19 era. On Wednesday, Dr. Pascal posed some questions to the public, which he says every citizen should ask themselves during this ongoing pandemic. The ENT specialist urges citizens and officials to be open to change, as the COVID-19 pandemic has been classified globally as an extreme dynamic situation.
Every individual should be asking themselves, what am I doing in view of this COVID-19 situation to protect myself? Am I social, physical distancing? Am I wearing my mask? Am I washing my hands? Am I trying to avoid too much contact in large groups, especially if I don't have to go home to my grandmother? So I think for me, those are the two most important things. Since COVID-19 is a new endeavor and there is no set protocol, everything is evolving. Flawed is maybe not the right word. I think it's that we must recognize that it is dynamic and evolving and needs to be tweaked all the time. As more information comes up, as experiences show that maybe what we thought we could have done last week, we can't do it this week. And I think that's what's important here.
Ear, nose, and throat specialist and medical physician, Dr. Irvin Pascal. This is Q95 News. On August 26, 2020, the Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, was officially presented to the general public at a press conference held at the PSU building in Roseau. Distinguished attorney Singola Bloomquist Williams announced the executive members of the Committee of the Concerned Lawyers, herself, John Elude Williams, Wayne Marsh, Bernard Wiltshire, Joel Paris, Miss Cara Shillingford, Joshua Francis, and Ronald Charles.
Without further ado, I will now introduce our 9 formidable members of the group. I will start with Mr. John Elude Charles. Mr. Elude Charles is an attorney at law, a consultant, legislative drafter, an educator, and a court-appointed mediator. We have a second member, Mr. Wayne Marsh. He is an Antiguan lawyer with Dominica roots. He holds a Bachelor of Law degree from the University of London and a Master of International Commercial Law degree from Northumbria University in the UK. Third member would be Mr. Bernard Wiltshire. Mr. Bernard Wiltshire is a son of the soil. He is our former AG. He is a former UWE lecturer and UWE resident tutor in Dominica, founder of the Whitey Kubuli National Trail, former deputy leader in Inner Law ILEA, Inner London Education Authority. He's practicing attorney and head of Balakongari Law Chambers in Dominica. Mr. Joel Paris, he is an attorney at law. He holds a BSc in political science with history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill campus. Later studied an LMB in law at the KVL campus, UE, and then attended the Hugh Wooding Law School in St. Augustine, Trinidad and Tobago. He is currently junior counsel at Singwalla Bloomquist Williams Chambers in the area of commercial law, probate, and family law.
She continued further.
Then we come to Miss Kara Shillingford, rising star. Kara is currently a member of the Integrity Commission. She is the treasurer of Great Caribbean for Life, a regional non-profit organization. Miss Shillingford is a former business law lecturer at the Business State College and the former secretary of the Dominica Bar Association. Her law practice includes public, administrative, and constitutional law. And we get to Mr. Francis, Joshua Francis. He is an attorney at law who is attached to Joshua Francis's chambers. Joshua has a passion to represent the underrepresented and the poor. He is the former parliamentarian representative for the Roseau South constituency. And then we get to Mr. Ronald Charles. Mr. Charles is the holder of a BA Honours in Youth and Community Development from the University of Sutherland in the UK and a Diploma in Architectural Engineering. He is an attorney at law and is the head of the chambers of Ronald Charles and Associates. He is the past president of the UWP and former manager at Island Car Rentals Limited.
Distinguished Attorney at Law, Singwalla Bloomquist Williams. Government's Contingency Emergency Response Component, CERC, program is working hand-in-hand with the Ministry of Health, says Contingency Emergency Response Component Project Manager Kirvin Stevenson. Stevenson says the project has helped the ministry in sourcing isolation units, medical supplies, and the like. He added that with the latest update on the new COVID cases, is all the more reason to stay equipped because, open quotes, the more we are equipped, the more the government is capable of ensuring that the population is protected from COVID-19, end quote.
So all in all, the project is moving along, and we are hoping that that will have an impact in restoring livelihoods. But the CERC program also looked at helping the Ministry of Health. And in helping the Ministry of Health, we facilitated getting isolation units, medical supplies, equipment, of which I have the communication that we can do some more communication of the impact on health with the $2.1 million that was given to health to procure equipment. Again, as we just heard, we have some new COVID cases. So the more that we are equipped, the more the government is capable of ensuring that the population is protected from the COVID.
Project Manager of CERC, Kirvin Stevenson. The Insurance Company of the West Indies, ICWI, provided two scholarships to students who sat the 2020 Grade 6 National Assessment. The ceremony took place at the ICWI office on King George 5th Street. ICWI Country Manager Earl Edwards gave words of positive merit, encouraging the students to continue putting in the work and not take this opportunity for granted as they take new steps on their journey ahead. The costs of the scholarship amount to $2,000 each.
They come at an annual cost of $2,000 each, and we do not expect these two to be our last. We expect that in the years to come, that we will be able to add some additional as we are able to the students who are being given the award. You all are now part of the history of us here being the first two to be awarded, scholarships from ICWI. I hope, though, that you do not take this for granted, okay, because whilst we are willing to invest, as I said, $2,000 a year in each of you over the next 5 years, and based on your grades, you all could do the math and see what it works out to. But you yourself have to be able to invest your time and your energy, because what we would be willing to give to you doesn't make sense unless you yourself put in the effort to make it through the 5 years of schooling. Okay? So, as your grades on the exam show, you all are, based on your grades, you all are students who are able to do it. And we will implore you, and we will implore you over the 5 years to do just that.
Edwards also expressed a few words to the parents, saying, though the names on the scholarships are that of the children, the award goes to them as well.
To the parents, I want to say that while the checks may be written in the children's name, the award is for you also, all right, because you are the ones who applied for it, and you are the ones in effect to whom the relief is being given over the 5 years. So we do also ask you to continue to support your children and continue to be involved in their schooling over the next 5 years.
ICWI Country Manager Earl Edwards. Meantime, the two recipients of the first ever ICWI scholarship, Denari Samuel SMP and Orlando Birmingham SMP, both will be moving on to the St. Mary's Academy. They both gave words of appreciation.
Well, first off, I want to thank God for blessing me with this opportunity, and also my parents for pushing me to be the best that I can be, and also my teachers for helping me with my schoolwork. I'd also like to thank the company for awarding me with this scholarship, and I'm very grateful for it. Thank you. I just want to say also thank you for the Lord who helped me. I just want to say thank you for rewarding me for the scholarship. I am very happy, and I want to make you guys and my parents very proud.
Those were the recipients of the first ever ICWI scholarship, Denari Samuel and Orlando Birmingham. In more news, referring to Grenada's Mongoose Gang and Haiti's Tonton Macoute, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre says Dominica does not need any lesson in relation to what may happen when the police become the enforcement arm of a political party in government. According to Justice Dr. Irvin Andre, there appears to be evidence of a similar pattern unfolding in Dominica.
And sadly, it appears that there is evidence that we have a same pattern unfolding in Dominica. And that is one of the most dangerous developments in terms of the preservation of law and order in Dominica. The fact that it may be inconvenient, the fact that it may be embarrassing, that persons are protesting, for example, as was in the case of a week or two ago, the living accommodation arrangements for the Prime Minister. The fact that it may be embarrassing is not justification to systematically and egregiously and with impunity drag people from their cars, punch them allegedly, and drive them to a police station, especially when they haven't committed any crime.
Based on videos circulated through social media, Dr. Irvin Andre describes the threat made by a police officer to the opposition leader as despicable. He asserts there is no justification for an officer to threaten citizens who are legitimately expressing their right to protest. Justice Andre says that is an ominous development and hopes Dominicans take it seriously.
What do you want in the leader of the opposition? He has rights under the Constitution. To the extent that he is not committing any offense while exercising his right to protest, his rights of freedom of expression, then there should be no justification for any police officer, for whatever reason, whether to ingratiate himself in the eyes of the directorate, whether he has visions of promotion, I don't know. There's absolutely no justification for some officer to take upon himself and warn and threaten citizens legitimately expressing his or her rights of protest, of association, protesting a matter which is in the public interest.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. U.S.-based Dominican attorney at law Gabriel Christian says the arrest and false imprisonment of Rosa North MP Daniel Lugay a few days ago was a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and also of Dominica's Constitution. Gabriel Christian says Dominica has had a culture of rule of law present even during the colonial era.
You know, tradition. There's a certain degree of decorum. There's a certain protocol that is offered to those who are parliamentarians. does not mean that they're above the law, but they are treated with a modicum of respect. As Justice Andre said, when the leader of the opposition protested, the gentleman says, I'm warning you. You're interfering in my duties, something to that effect. I mean, what duties was he talking about? The duty to be a lookalike Totomacut like they had in Haiti that has destroyed Haiti, the point that Haitians now have to run to Dominica? Dominica has a culture of rule of law, even during the colonial period, during the days of slavery. The governor, I believe it was Ainslie, who was brutal in his suppression of the Maroons, was recalled to England, lost his job, even under that regime.
With regard to police misdemeanor, maladministration, and violation of rights, Christian highlighted the absence of a civil complaint board and an ombudsman. He said there now appears to be the formation of a new culture similar to that of a one-party state.
Right now in Dominica, we have no civilian citizens complaint board for the police. They beat you, they arrest you, they jack you up. No process of review. By a civilian complaints board. Today in Dominica, we have no ombudsman to whom one can appeal to say, ombudsman, look, you know, we believe there's maladministration. There's $1.2 billion missing from the consolidated fund. There are people being arrested overseas as Dominican diplomats. We never heard about their being appointed. We are hearing that there are homes that belong to members of government that they're putting under false names. Can you please address those issues? There's no pathway through which the citizens can complain. You now have a formation of a culture akin to that of a one-party state, that you have government officials who, under the general orders, are not supposed to be engaged in partisan politics.
According to the attorney, there appears to be conflation between the state and the political parties.
Now, I'm not saying you can't wear a red shirt, it just is a very bright color. But I suspect it's the color of the Labour Party. But it is the case now that there are people walking around who are senior PSs and so on, and they have, you know, ambassadors even in the United Nations with Sister Theodore, and they are wearing red. What does that say? It says that there's been a conflation between the state and the political party, that they're one and the same. And that if we are at that point in Dominica, where you have the state now merged with the political party, you have a one-party state.
Attorney at law Gabriel Christian. UK-based Dominican barrister Darren Sylvester believes the military apparel used by Dominica's police is inappropriate for the country, referring to the detainment of Honorable Daniel Lugay. Sylvester also spoke to police conduct and tactics used in the country. Sylvester was a panelist on Tuesday evening's Global View on Q program.
It's, in my view, an intimidation, maybe done to scare nationals, and I honestly don't see the need for it, and no one has explained to me why there is this need for it, and I think this is something which should and could be changed. But I also go on into talking about the police, while I'm on the police, that when we look at maybe deaths in custody and tactics the police use when they arrest somebody, the Lugay matter, there's talk of he was assaulted while he was under arrest and things like this, whether it's true or whether it's not true, this is what's been portrayed on the news media. And if it is true, that's entirely inappropriate. You can arrest someone, you can take them to the police station. If there's evidence, you can charge them. And if there's evidence, you can detain them on, in custody or until they get bail. But you don't abuse them or intimidate them or harass them or victimize them.
Darren Sylvester believes there should be a body to investigate police misdemeanors and errors. He insisted, we, the voice of the minority, should be listened to.
It seems that the police investigate their own misdemeanors or their own errors, or where there's been errors, they investigate them. Whereas in the UK, we have what's called, used to be called the Independent Police Complaints Commission, but it's now called the Independent Office for Police Conduct. And that's an independent body that can investigate misconduct, appeals, deaths in custody, even complaints the general public may make. And to my understanding, there's not that body in Dominica to do such a thing, because the minority view may not be respected.
think it's the majority view. Everyone goes, not in politics, but generally, it's always the majority view that wins the vote, or the majority view that gets counted. But we have to start listening to the minority view. It may not be popular, but we have to listen to it in a democracy, whether it's in parliament, whether it's in radio stations, whether it's in the papers. We have to listen to it. We don't have to agree with it, but we should listen to it. Because, and I end on a quote, our lives begin to end, day we remain silent about things that matter.
UK-based Dominican barrister and solicitor Darren Sylvester. Chinese miner Zixing Mining Group Company Limited and Canadian miner Guyana Goldfields Inc. GGI on Tuesday announced the conclusion of their arrangement where Zixing acquired all of the issued and outstanding common shares of the Region 7-based company. In a release on Tuesday, the two announced the completion of the previously announced statutory plan of arrangement under the Canada Business Corporations Act. GGI's Aurora's mine is in transition from pit mining to underground mining, and hundreds of workers have been laid off as a result. When the large-scale gold miner resumes operations at the Kuyuni Mazaruni mine, it will be under the ownership of this Chinese company. Pursuant to the arrangement between Zixing and GGI, Zixing acquired all of the issued and outstanding common shares of GGI not already owned by Zixing. Each Guyana shareholder is entitled to receive cash consideration of Canadian $1.85 per share held, the release said. You're listening to Q95 News. Hurricane Laura is expected to cause an unsurvivable storm surge, extreme winds, and flash floods as it hits the United States, the National Hurricane Center, NHC, has said. Laura was upgraded to a Category 4 storm as it approached the coasts of Texas and Louisiana on Wednesday. The NHC warned all local residents to rush to complete preparations. 500,000 have been told to leave. Hurricane Laura and another storm named Marco earlier hit the Caribbean region, killing 24 people to date. Marco has already struck Louisiana, bringing strong winds and heavy rains on Monday. Initially, it was feared that both storms would hit Louisiana as hurricanes within 48 hours of each other, an unprecedented event. But Marco was downgraded to a tropical storm. And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Attorney Singola Blomquist Williams announced the members of the Committee of Concerned Lawyers, which was officially launched at a press briefing today, Wednesday. Chinese miner Zixing Mining Group Company Limited and Canadian miner Guyana Goldfields Inc. GGI on Tuesday announced Zixing acquired all of the issued and outstanding common shares in the Guyana Goldfields. And Hurricane Laura is expected to cause an unsurvivable storm surge, extreme winds, and flash floods as it hits the U.S. Gulf Coast. And that's according to the National Hurricane Center. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it